Well, hey there, and welcome to another edition of The Journey of Hope. Glad you could be with us today. The Journey of Hope is a podcast that's especially designed to address the issues that men and women face after incarceration. My guest today is Linda Benz, and Linda's going to give us some suggestions on how to get unstuck in certain situations like relationships, jobs, debt, as we reintegrate from our incarceration. She's got some great ideas. You're going to want to stay tuned for this. Linda Benz, right after this. I'm Rodney Mathers, and you're on The Journey of Hope. And you can always catch me at MathersRodney at yahoo.com. Drop me a line. Let me know how you're doing. MathersRodney at yahoo.com. Hey, everybody, and welcome back. I want to ask you a question. Do you feel stuck in your job or your relationships? Are you overwhelmed with debt? Who isn't? My guest this week is Linda Benz, and she's going to give us some ideas on how to get unstuck. Hello, Linda.
Hello, Rodney.
Okay, now, first thing we're going to do here is we're going to find out a little bit about you, Linda. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your background, please.
Okay, well, I'm originally from England. I've been living in the U.S. for about 24 years now, and I've been working, helping people change and improve their personal energy for about 20 years now. And you know, what does that mean, changing, improving your energy? Well, you know, we all have an energy vibration, and whatever vibration we have will determine what shows up in our life. So if you're feeling, and everything is energy, by the way, so thoughts, feelings, everything is energy. So if you are feeling angry, chances are you will attract a lot more situations to feel angry about. Or you'll probably attract a lot of people who are angry. So if you want to change that, you change your energy and then you change what shows up for you. So basically, that's what I do. I help people identify what their energy is doing and how things are showing up for them, and then change it by changing their energy.
Okay. Now, what does it mean to be stuck in a relationship? What exactly does that mean?
Well, it's when if the relationship is not going as you would like it to go, if you are, you know, I'm sure we've all been there in a relationship where we're not happy, and yet you don't quite know what to do about it, and maybe you try a few things, but you're not happy, you're not fulfilled, the other person isn't happy or fulfilled, and yet you just don't seem to be able to do anything about it. You just stay because that's what you do. And, okay. And so that's being stuck. You don't see a way forward.
Okay. So how does managing our energy fit into the remedy for getting unstuck in a relationship?
Well, you know, the reason we get stuck is because we're not focusing on what we really want. And most of the time, that's because we don't know what we really want. Okay, so you might think, well, I just want this person to love and respect me and treat me well. But they're not doing that. Well, you have to look at how are they treating you, and how is that reflecting back to you something about yourself? And that's the thing people never want to do. They want to make it about the other person rather than making it about themselves. But, you know, basically people treat us the way we teach them to. They treat us the way we tend to treat ourselves. So if someone is disrespecting you and not treating you well, I would ask you to take a look at how you are treating yourself And how is that person reflecting back to you the way you're treating yourself? So when you're in a relationship that you're not happy with, I would always encourage you to take a good look at yourself first, rather than complaining about the other person. Turn it around and look at yourself and ask how you may be creating this, enabling this, allowing this, because you have a lot more control and power than you think you have if you can identify your role in it.
You know, something that really helped me with my wife is when I really started to listen. I mean, genuinely listen to her. Is that something you talk about?
Most definitely, because, you know, when, if somebody is talking and you're not listening, you're not hearing what they're saying, and basically we all want to be heard, right? So if you're saying something and the other person's just either not listening to it or just focusing on themselves and just answering before they've really heard what you said, that is a... it's a big red flag, because you cannot have a satisfying relationship if you don't listen to each other. Really listen to what the person is saying. And that takes a, you know, it takes a, it helps you to understand them and also understand your relationship.
Okay. Let's move on and talk about jobs for a second. A lot of us get stuck in jobs we don't like, and I've got a couple questions along these lines. You know that this podcast is primarily for people that have been incarcerated and are trying to get themselves together and to reintegrate. And I'm wondering, okay, I guess what I'm getting at here is I want to know what you think about expectation levels in relation to jobs. When do we exceed our expectation level, and is that damaging? Should we be satisfied where we're at? Talk to us about being stuck in a job and expectation levels.
Well, you know, when you're stuck in a job that you don't enjoy, and it's the same when you're stuck in any kind of situation that you don't really want, you, there are two aspects to this. One is you've got to know what you really want, and that's where the expectation comes in. You have to know what you want, but not be so attached to it that you hate where you are, if that makes any sense.
Okay.
So you have to kind of come to terms with where you are and, if you like, be at peace with where you are, but still put some energy towards where you would like to be. But if you focus on where you would like to be while you're hating where you are and being angry about where you are, then you will stay stuck where you are much longer. Does that make any sense?
Interesting. So I'm assuming that some of what you do is to help people accept where they're at any given moment, correct?
The interesting thing is, and it sounds backwards, I know, but if you want to change something, if you truly want to change something, you have to first accept where you are and be at peace with it. Because it's in doing that you actually allow the possibility that things can change.
I don't want you to give away everything that it is you do here in this little short podcast, but can you give us some ideas on how you teach people to be at peace with where they're at? What techniques, etc.?
It's and I acknowledge it's not an easy thing. You know, when everything seems to be falling apart around you, it can be very difficult to be at peace with where you are. But I think one of the most, one of the most helpful techniques that I've discovered is to ask yourself, what is this situation teaching me about myself? What do I need to learn from this situation so that I can move on? Because if you actively look for what it is you need to get from the situation, you will you will feel better about it. It'll help you to feel at peace with it, but it will also help you to move on so much faster.
Okay. All right. Another area you talk about is debt. Talk to us about harnessing our energy to address debt.
Well, when I talk about being in debt, why do we get into debt? If you look at the concept of money or the idea of money, it's a very emotional topic. And money really is energy. It's an energy exchange. It's something we use to exchange for something else that we want. But it's also a reflection of how we feel about ourselves. It's a reflection of our own sense of value and self-worth. And when we have a low sense of value, then we tend to have an unhealthy relationship with money. Well, that is very much reflected in the amount of money we feel we deserve or are capable of having, whether we have a poverty mentality or an abundance mentality. And that comes down to how we feel about ourselves. So if you, in any respect, feel that you are not good enough in some way, then it's highly likely that that will be reflected in your financial situation. Mm-hmm. So what I help people to do is to look at how they feel about themselves and their relationship with money. Because some people think they can only be happy if they have a certain amount of money, or if they can only consider themselves to be successful if they have a certain amount of money. And I can only take time for myself and do things that are good for me when I've made a certain amount of money. And that is really a reflection of how that person feels about themselves. And so that's the piece that needs to change. And when you change that, then that helps you change your relationship with money.
Talk to us about techniques used in your teaching to help people feel better about themselves. What kinds of things can people do to do that?
Well, it's really a case of, and you know, I come from a place of, I grew up with no self-confidence, no self-esteem whatsoever. So the first thing I want to say is that it is completely possible, very possible, to turn that around. And you're going to think it isn't when you first start, but you have to start small. And it's the small things you do every day that accumulate and make a big difference. You know, one of the things I was told early on, and this was very difficult for me to do in the beginning, but not at all difficult for me to do now. Somebody told me, do something nice for yourself every day. And it doesn't matter if it doesn't have to be a big thing like going for a massage or going on vacation or something. It can be as simple as allowing yourself to just sit and be quiet and enjoy some quiet reflective time for a few minutes. It can be as simple as having a hot bath or having a cup of tea in the afternoon or something like that. Mm-hmm. But consciously do something nice for yourself every day. Also, take a really good look at how you speak to yourself in your mind, what expectations you have for yourself. Because I discovered I had some really ridiculous and unrealistic expectations for myself. Mm-hmm. You know, I was very understanding when it came to other people, but when it came to myself, I expected myself to do better, to be better, to exceed everybody else's expectations. And it was the conversations I had with myself were, if I didn't do something well the first time, then obviously it was because I was a failure or I was stupid or I wasn't capable. When you start being more gentle with yourself and treating yourself better, your self-confidence and your self-esteem will start to improve. And that can be as simple as honoring your time and expecting other people to honor your time. It's those little everyday things that really accumulate and make all the difference.
There's a, by the way, you have a really nice, very nice website, and the blog portion where you have the ask section in there. Mm-hmm. Tell us how that works. And I think that is really cool. And it's free, right?
Yes.
tell us about that.
So this is something I've just recently started, because a lot of people are looking for help and advice, but they may not be able to afford coaching just yet or a long-term program or something like that. So I initiated a kind of video training where once a week I will take questions that people have sent in. So somebody has they're feeling stuck in a particular issue or they have a particular situation. Mm-hmm. Tell me what it is. Ask what you can do about it. And I will cover those questions on my video training. And those will be posted on Facebook, but also on my website as well.
I encourage people to take a look at that because you're going to be totally confidential. You won't give away who the person is.
Yes, I don't mention names.
So you can ask. I think that's really cool, Linda. I think that's really cool. Okay, you've got a lot of books and audio and all kinds of stuff. Why don't you tell people about how to get to your website and where all you're located? You're all over the web.
Yes. So the best way to find out more or to get in touch with me is just to go to my website, which is lindabins.com. That's LindaBinns.com, lindabinns.com. You can contact me through there. There are a lot of tips and resources on there. Mm-hmm. And like you said, there's you've got nothing to lose by just asking your question if you need help with a specific thing, and I'd be very happy to cover that for you.
That is wonderful. Okay, I have one final question for you. This audience is ex-offenders that are looking to get themselves in a position where they can make it without going back and reintegrating. How can you sum up how to just improve your self-esteem, to feel better about yourself? What would be your short message to the ex-offenders listening today?
I think I would say, what happened in the past has happened in the past, and we are starting from where we are today, right? So it's a reset. It's like pressing a reset button. I would imagine doing that. And from now on, I would wake up every day seeing this as a new opportunity. It doesn't matter what happened yesterday or in the past, but what am I going to do today? How can I move forward now? And really think of it as a reset. And don't try to make up for anything in the past or worry about what happened then. What are you going to do today? How would you move forward today? And start getting really clear on who you are, the essence of who you are, and what it is that you really, really want in your life. And then just take it one step at a time. Don't expect to see all of the steps right away. Just one step at a time. What can you do today that will improve things for you?
My guest today is Linda Binns. Linda has got a lot of great information, a lot of things we can apply to the reintegration of ex-offenders. And I encourage you to take a look at her website. She's all over Facebook, and she's just all over the place. And Linda, thank you so much for being on the Journey of Hope today.
My pleasure, Rodney.
We're going to take another quick break, and we'll be right back after this. I'm Rodney Mathers, and you're on the Journey of Hope. Hello, send me some mail. Let me know how things are going. MathersRodney@yahoo.com. I want to thank Linda Binns for being here today. Had some great ideas. She's been here 24 years from England. She still has her accent. That's cool. Listen, if God is for you, who can be against you? I want to see you next time right here on the Journey of Hope.